Welcome to another episode of the Dead End Sports Fantasy Football Show. I am one of your hosts, Ken, and joining me on the other line is B. What's going on, B?
What's going on, fantasy football? Another week in the books.
How did you do this week?
Not so good. I only went 1-3 out of my four. No, wait a minute. Did we win our league? Wait a minute. Did we win our co-league? One and three. Yep, 1-3. My only win was in the Dead End Sports League. My too legit to quit squad. We won. We squeaked it out too. Squeaked out a victory. And also, man, I know Tone Lope, if he's listening, I can't find his Twitter. But he needs to see, he better start trying to play spoiler in this real NFL. We told him it was real. That dude is 0-7. And I think he's checking out a little bit. And I don't need him to check out. I need him to play. Like, I need him to do his lineups. So, yeah, I think he's starting to check out a little bit. But yeah, 1-3, man. I got my butt kicked in my main league with Meech. I'm 3-4 now. So I guess based on my pattern, see, in this league with Meech, in my pattern, I lose, win, and now I lost. So I'm hoping this week I win, because I just can't get on no streak, whether it's a losing streak, which I hope not, and I can't get no winning streak going, man. It's like I keep losing, I win, I lose, I win, I lose. So this is like, that's frustrating. The real NFL, I lost, but, you know, like you spoke, I think you said it's either last week or the week before, between 3-9, it's a matter of a couple of games and everything shift. So even though I'm 3-4 in this league and I'm out of the playoff picture, all I need to do is if I can get like a good 3-week winning streak, a 3-game winning streak, I think I'm gonna be okay. You know, and same with you. I think you 3-4 as well. And all it takes is a streak, is a little streak going, and a couple people to lose, and we back in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? We in a playoff hunt. So yeah, and then you know, Dead End Sports League, I'm 5-2 in that one. I'm doing pretty well in that one. But it's like I'm doing well in that one, but my team is kind of suspect. But I'm just happening to get the better end of the draw, and because it's like, when you know how you got a team where you be like, ooh, I don't know how I'm winning, and then by the time week 7, week 8 come, or week 9, week 10, your teams get exposed, and then you start losing, or you go into a losing streak, getting into the playoffs. So I think that's what's gonna happen with this team. I think this team is gonna get exposed at some point. And if we make the playoffs, we might get ounced in the first round. And then go ahead and explain to them about what happened with me and you in our joint league.
Man, we got destroyed. We lost 2 games in a row. One game we shouldn't have lost because Aaron Rodgers got hurt. So that one, I don't even know if that should count, but it does. Yeah, we got destroyed, man. And let me go back and look. Week 7, 110-71. Because of Amari freaking Cooper. This dude hasn't done anything all year, and he goes out and put up 33 points. He scored more than Alex Smith, who balled out of control. And I just couldn't believe it. On top of that, people, he played Dalvin Cook. That's right. He beat us with a guy getting no points, with a guy on IR. And that's fantasy football for y'all. And it's not like, I mean, outside of Martellus Bennett, our receivers haven't done anything all year. So we take what we get from them. But the running backs came through. Besides Alex Collins, a little disappointed by him. I was shocked that he only got 30 yards. Yep. And I benched Latavius Murray in favor of him, who put up 17. But we still would have lost.
we still would have lost because – yeah, Cooper and Winston was like his. That's what happened. That was his guys that like bought out. So I mean, what can you do? You know what I'm saying? What can you do at that point?
None of we are. I know, and it's crazy because we're 4-3. We done lost 2 in a row, and a team that looked so promising, a couple of injuries, and now we're, you know,
right.
Just down to what we got. It's crazy how fantasy football can be sometimes. So we lost, you guys have been listening to the show, we lost Chris Carson. We lost, of course, obviously the big one is Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers affected everybody. And then we got a knucklehead on our team that's only thinking for himself. and then got himself benched. I'll get to that in a second. It's just like, man, what are y'all doing? But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. I went 4-3 this week. And, yeah, I got a team that sits in one. It's the Dead in Sports team on Dead in Sports League on NFL.com. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea how I'm 6-1 because that team is not good at all.
So that's the scenario I was telling you about where you looking at your team, your record's good, but you don't know how they're 6-1. And you think in a matter of time your team gonna get exposed.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Because I ran into another situation there that I'll get into with that team that kind of reduced the firepower on that squad. That was a squad I had Dalvin Cook. He's obviously out. And then I just lost the quarterback. So, but I'll get to that in a second. I won barely in another league that some Yahoo Public League I just signed up for to test, do a live draft before our draft. But yeah, so we already talked about yours. I actually won in another league, CBS Sports League, that I was 1-5. I won by, so remember last week, everybody, I lost by 2 points. This week, I won by 2 points. Freaking crazy.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. So, in the real NFL league, the one B was talking about earlier, I lost, and I had Zeke, and Zeke freaking snapped. But Trevor Siemian is such a terrible quarterback, and the Atlanta Falcons are playing so terrible in the fog that I got absolutely nothing and ended up losing by 19 points. And here's the thing, B. I went back and forth between Coleman and James White, and James White ended up scoring the touchdown. It wouldn't have mattered because it only would have gave me 10 more points, but if I would have dropped my kicker, if I were to drop that kicker and picked up another kicker, and the guy I was looking at is the guy I have now, Kai Forbath, because I would have won because he put up like 23 points last week.
Mm.
But I didn't because kickers are kickers. And that is true. Kickers really are kickers. But I think the way this season has been going, and when I, you know, got like, last year, I would spend like hours leading up to the kickoff studying, trying to figure out the matchups, trying to figure out a way to get an advantage. Now I just set my teams and go about my day. But if I would have sat there and spent some more time, I probably could have found that matchup. And if I cared a little bit more, I probably would have looked and switched out because I was going back and forth between Coleman and White. I probably would have put White in because he was projected to score more. But that defense, Tevin Coleman, I'm like, oh man, he'll get somebody.
He'll get something. Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. So anyway, and then the King of Rings, man, the Dead in Sports League, 4 in a row. I'm in fifth place. We are rocking and rolling.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. So here's and I lost Aaron Rodgers on this team too, and I have a Ezekiel Elliott suspension looming, which could happen. And I played Brett Hundley. Like I told y'all, I was going to play him. He got like 13 points or something. He did absolutely nothing. He was terrible. And here's the thing about playing him that I didn't even think about when I looked at this team. I have Evan Ingram and, Eli Manning was on the waiver wire. For whatever reason, and I think this is just how the season is going, I'm not thinking about it that hard because of everything that's going on with the league and outside of the league, of course. I didn't even think about the QB tight end combo.
Oh,
never even dawned on me.
Didn't even hit you.
Nope, didn't even hit me. And something that, and he scored a touchdown. And the other thing about going back to the other one where I went back and forth between James White, if I would have really been locked in, I would have played James White to offset the 6 points that he got because my opponent had Tom Brady. So that's another trick you guys can do. It's a little risky depending on who the player is, but sometimes if you're playing against a guy that has a quarterback, you can play that player just in case he throws a touchdown to him. So you kind of basically just cancel out the points because you get six for six, depending on your scoring settings. So, but yeah, so, but I still have a QB issue. And we'll see how they play out. So, so that's that. Real quick, man, Zeke finally had a good game. Zeke had 40 points. 40 points.
He bought. He went absolutely insane, dude.
And I was like, oh, I got this. I got this. I'm gonna win this one. Man, I looked at those scores and saw my guys didn't do anything.
The rest of don't you hate that? Don't you hate when like one or two guys like kind of show up and the rest of your team just be on a milk carton? I hate that feeling. That's the worst feeling ever, man. When you got one guy that step up and everybody else just be like, oh, okay.
Right. I was sick. I was like, wow, I can't believe this happened. Because the guy I played was, you know, he's the best team in the league. So I wanted to give him his second loss. But anyway, all right, so let me go through a couple of quick news and notes before we move on real quick. Like I mentioned before, Martavis Bryant is being selfish, and he's been demoted to the scout team. B, you remember when we drafted him, man. We thought we had a steal.
We thought we had a steal, man. And this dude, it looked like he's going to live on the bench, on our bench. I mean, granted, if we have a lot of receivers that's on bye. But I don't think – I mean, it looks like we're not going to really play that dude because he's setting his selfish ways now.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
So I was looking at it today. So it depends on if he clears the concussion protocol or not. Mm-hmm. But Juju Schuster from USC, the rookie, mm-hmm. I think we could probably pick him up because of, you know, we got all those receivers on bye. So, but he's in the concussion protocol, so I don't know if he'll clear in time. So I thought about picking him up and dropping Bennett, Martellus Bennett, because I don't think he's going to do anything without Rodgers.
Yeah, check our joint squad, because I didn't drop Bennett, but I picked up another tight end.
I think, who did you get?
I picked up Croft.
That was it. I like that pickup too. I really do.
I picked up Croft because we already know the tight end situation out there in Cincy. So, you know, he's gonna get work. But I mean, that was like kind of like the best thing I saw out there. You know, this is the thing that sucks about this time of the year. It's like, you know, you're trying to find players on the waiver wire and it's just like nobody out there. So it's tough. It's tough. I mean, even though I got some names to give the folks, but yeah, it's still tough to find people. Find some guys that can kind of help your roster when we starting to get this deep in the middle of the season, and you know you're looking for guys in the waiver wire. So,
well, let me ask you this: I think he's actually been clear. Oh no, nah, he's clear. I'm gonna go ahead and pick him up. Juju Smith-Schuster. Yeah, he was a full participant practice today. I don't know how he's gonna do, but looking at the wire, and you know, I don't really see anything else that's any better. Mm-hmm. But I know he's not going to have to split carries or reps with anybody. So, but he's been averaging around 6 to 5 targets a game. But it's bye week, and we need somebody. So, I'll go ahead and queue that up. And then let's see, Palmer broke his elbow. Carson Palmer broke his arm. So downgrade everybody on Arizona. Peterson, Fitzgerald are probably the only two you're playing anyway. They're pretty much useless. And he's the guy I had on the other team that I was telling you about, that 6-1. So I lost Palmer now. I got to play Dalton at the quarterback. And then I'm just guessing at my flat spot because I had Dalvin Cook. So we'll see if I can keep that 6-1 magic going.
Yeah. I had Palmer. He was my backup in the real NFL behind Cam Newton, and you know Cam Newton haven't had his bye week yet, so I had to pick up Matt Moore for my backup.
Speaking of Matt, yep, perfect. That's a good segue. Because he's Nets. Jay Cutler, broken ribs, and Matt Moore stepped in, threw 2 touchdowns and limited work. What I see in this situation, or what I've heard from a couple of analysts, is that Kenny Stills played well with him last year. He had, I think he put up 8, 9, and 11 in the three starts by him. So he may be a good bye week guy. I know I'm looking at him in the league that I have. I don't want to play him, but, you know, at this point, you have no choice.
You have no choice.
Yeah. But if you are a Jay Ajayi owner.
He's been underachieving.
He has, but with Cutler hurt and Matt Moore starting, he may get a lot of work. So upgrade him. And that's all the news that I have. So I think we kind of talked about our roster situations. We talked through Martavis Bryant. You already talked about Palmer. I might have to pick up Steals. Any other situation that you have on your team that you're dealing with?
That was it. I mean, you know, I had Palmer, so, like, he was, like, the situation where I was just like, I need a backup, because if Cam Newton already had his bye week, I probably wouldn't have tried to go after QB, but I'm just like, I'm going to need someone to plug in. And plus, I don't know, you never know, Matt Moore might outshine Cam Newton a couple of weeks where I can bench Cam Newton, because Cam Newton, he's been real inconsistent so far in his fantasy football season. He hasn't been the guy I thought Cam Newton was going to have, like, a bounce-back year. You know, kind of like a good, you know, statistical year, and he hasn't. He hasn't lived up to the bill, so.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't know what's going on with him, man. He's just been acting really funky after that one good game, after that reporter situation. Like, he's walking out of press conferences.
He did it again today. I'm like, what's wrong with this guy, man? Like, and I don't even know what was his problem? Like, why was he even tripping?
So, I don't have any other situations on my roster. So let's move on to the waiver wire.
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's the only thing I have on my situation was the Palmer situation. But other than that, I'm just like, ugh. Like, damn. As I mentioned before, if you're looking, if you're struggling at the QB, which I know some guys who are, Matt Moore is probably a decent pickup. He already knows the offense. Players seem to be taking well of him more than Jay Cutler. At running back, you'd be surprised. This guy's still out there on the streets. I know we picked him up, but he's still out there. He's still out in a lot of leagues. So Latavius Murray, he got some good work in this past week. Josh Doctson, wide receiver. Yeah, that's another good a sleeper pickup to get. You know, I got my eye on that guy. So that's another one. And then George Kittle, I think I'm saying his name right. George Kittle, tight end. Swoop him up if you can. The tight end position is really weird this year. Really weird.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. But that's a guy I'm reaching for. Bar none is, you know, injuries on that squad and everything. So I would.
What about OJ Howard? You're not looking at him, or is he not available?
He's on my list. He was on my list.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. That's fine. I'll both chime in on that. Yeah, I got AJ Howard on there. He's another one of them sneaky picks I'm looking at that I'm like, man, I might need him, especially for the real NFL or the dead end sports league. It's real iffy, man. So yeah, definitely that guy. And it was one more. It was another running back. I think that was it. That was all.
I'm glad you threw Josh Doctson on there, man. Like, he's starting to get his snap count up, and the Redskins' receiver situation is just pretty bad. But yeah, he's a good guy. On bye week, he's definitely a guy you can plug in there and just kind of hope for the best. So that was good. I think a running back you can probably look for, and I don't know how this is going to play out, but DeAndre Washington and Jalen Richard in Oakland. Now they're going to split carries, but they both run and catch. So they'll be able to at least get you like maybe 4 to 6 points. You hope for a touchdown. Maybe they'll break one. If you're desperate, you can look at him. Look at those guys. I mean, but outside of that, there's really nobody out there that's even worth looking at in the running position. You're pretty much just guessing, because a lot of people are stashing running backs like Marlon Mack and Darkwire, who did nothing. Yeah. So I kind of like that situation in Washington because you kind of know they're going to throw the ball. So, and they like to throw it to the running back. So you got them at least for 1 week, and that's all you want. All right, cool. Let's see. Yeah, I don't have anything else to add to that. So let's look at tomorrow's game. So the Miami Dolphins and the Baltimore Ravens are tomorrow's Thursday night football game. I can already tell you this is going to be ugly. And obviously, if you have Jay Ajayi, you're playing him. You're probably going to play Jarvis Landry if you got him because you drafted him early. But outside of that, I don't know, B. Like, it's Thursday. It's ugly. They don't have a lot of practice. What do you think? Who else do you think could get you some bye week fantasy production?
Ooh, man. Yeah, it's going to be awful, man. A bye week fantasy production, I think man, let me look at my squad. I have to look at this squad.
I mean, you already talked about Matt Moore, so you may need to play Matt Moore if you have a quarterback on a bye.
Maybe Matt Moore.
But that Ravens defense is not that terrible against
Miami. Yeah, you got to think. Miami's been playing good ball. You know, like they've been playing good in recent weeks. They feeling themselves, you know, with this win, coming back on Atlanta at Atlanta. So – they feeling good, man. I wouldn't play that defense, if, you know, that Ravens defense. You know, it used to be a time when Ravens defense was an automatic 15 to 20 points. That's not the case.
I'll tell you, I'm playing them, and I have no choice. But here's why I'm playing them. I mean, I could probably go find another defense. I think they're projected based on Yahoo to get like 10 points. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to take advantage of Matt Moore stepping in. I think he'll throw a touchdown or two. He'll probably get sacked. He hasn't had – I mean, he's familiar with the offense because he's been there before. But you know, he's still Matt Moore. So, now he likes to scramble a little bit from what I recall. So, you know, he may wreck havoc with the feet. But, you know, you're right. They have been playing well on offense. But, you know, I think I like the opportunity with Matt Moore stepping in. And it's a short week. So he hasn't had a lot of practice. So I'm playing him. I think if I have a running back on bye week, I may look at Alex Collins. I don't know why they don't give him the bulk of the work. And here's why I say that. Javorius Allen has 82 carries for 301 yards, one touchdown. Alex Collins has 62 yards, 62 carries, 365 yards, no touchdown. He's clearly the better running back.
Clearly. Clearly.
Don't give him the rock, man. I remember him from Arkansas. That he has the size. He has enough speed to, you know, be productive as he's shown that he's productive. He had fumbling issues early, and I think that hurt him a little bit, but he's the man. I would recommend people to stay away from the Ravens receivers. Joe Flacco has been horrible.
That's your boy.
Man. Hey.
That's your boy, Joe Flacco.
I tried to tell people, man. I'm glad we got it on video.
You were like, Joe Flacco is overrated.
Oh, man. That's funny. What about Jarvis Landry? How do you feel about Jarvis Landry?
I don't like him, even though he's on one of my squads. I think two of my squads. And he just – that's another one where he's been kind of like an underachiever, just like J.J. Adai. They both been kind of underachieving based off what we, you know, predicted them to do throughout the season, you know, and based off what they did last year. Those guys been underachieving big time. So I don't like him. But I still got to play him. I'm forced to play him because I really don't have no one else. I had Sterling Shepard, but he's still fighting injury. He's not staying healthy. So it's just ugly. I have to play him. I just have to play him and just hope for the best.
Yeah. I'm on one of my teams, I needed a number two receiver because I was playing Willie Snead, or I had Willie Snead, who can't get back on the field. Mm-hmm. and he was on the waiver wire, and I didn't even go get him because I didn't like the quarterback, and I just don't like him, you know, as a fantasy player. He gets targets by default. But yeah, but you know what? I kind of regret that decision, but it's kind of like we talked about last week, like replacement level players, like what he does production wise and points you can get almost from somebody else. Mm-hmm. So that's why I've never been too high on him. Like I said, I'm in a situation where I may have to pick up Kenny Stills. I just don't like the fact that it's a Thursday night game. But so I have a decision to make by tomorrow on what I'm going to do by tomorrow night. Devontae Parker is questionable, so he may not play, which means that Landry and Steele is going to get a lot of the work. And Jay Ajayi is probably going to get a lot of the carry. So I think there's some opportunities to be had for the Dolphins, but this could be a low-scoring, ugly turnover-type game from both sides. So it's bye weeks. So some of you have no choice but to try to get 4 or 5 points.
Let me ask you this. I mean, I know this is not a player, but what about Minnesota defense? They're going against the Browns.
Oh, yeah, you got to play that because Kaiser, who's been terrible, and we got to talk about Hugh Jackson, man, one day as a coach. But, yeah, Kaiser has been terrible. He's turnover prone. He throws interceptions left and right. He's very aggressive. And he's far more aggressive than he needs to be. So he's not playing under control, and he tries to play a lot of hero ball from what I've seen by his own admission and just some of the things that I've read. So, yeah, you got to play. Anybody playing Cleveland, get that matchup. And – I'm glad you brought that up, B, because that brought to mind a situation that I did different this year. I didn't really go for a defense this year. I'm streaming defenses, you know, by matchup.
You're just kind of winging it.
Yeah. Because I think defensive, unless you get one of those super elite defensives like Seattle or I don't even know who's elite this year or Houston Texans, I think you can because I think it's random. So yeah.
What about Atlanta defense? Would you play Atlanta defense? They're going against the Jets at the Jets.
Probably. It would depend on who's out there. I know McCown will probably throw you a touchdown or two. They can't really run the ball, and Atlanta has a lot of speed on that defense. So they can wreak a lot of havoc. So they could be a good play if you need somebody to stream. Let me go to let me take a look at some projections here. I would probably consider them depending on what's out there. I don't know. It's like defensive this year, just there's nobody that
you can trust.
Yeah, that's giving you like 10 plus points a week. So where's Atlanta? Yeah, Atlanta's at the bottom of the barrel in defense. They're averaging single digits.
It's a good matchup. That'd be the week where you play them and they give you 30 points just because we know how crazy the, you know, Jets are.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Miami's defense isn't good either, so nah. Stay away from them too.
Yep. Yeah, man, this is going to be interesting. This is definitely going to be an interesting week coming up. It's real out here in these streets. The fantasy football about to have me going to my yak and my miles and my yak, man. Shoot. Jesus. Shout out to Shannon Sharp.
Yes. Oh, so what are we going to do, man? Juju Smith? Drop Martellus?
Yeah. Juju Smith.
Let me,
Smith.
Let me tell you who else is out here real quick. All right. So here are our options. Jermaine Kearse. Let's do this by fantasy points. Jermaine Kearse, Robbie Anderson, Paul Richardson, Travis Benjamin, Brandon Coleman, Marquise Goodwin. Like, it gets Dante Moncrief, Bryce Butler. Like, that's all we got.
We got to go with that. Just roll that right. And drop Bennett. And we'll let y'all know how it go.
We'll holler at y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.